Growth,
yeah. That's my head. It's a nasty growth I have on top of my neck. My tongue is in my
mouth.
And this is one, I think. And these are all my
teeth.
And my teeth are in my
gums. Or in mouth, or what?
What these things up here?
Gums.
I wasn't too sure when goom started to come out. I think it was a slip of the tongue. Uh-huh. These are my hands. These are my fingers, and this is my
tongue.
And these are my two
fists.
And an elbow isn't a bone. It's sort of a. It's not a bone. An elbow is well. There's a bone there, but where the elbow is, it joins two bones. You call this a
joint.
Joint.
Don't you call this a joint? Oh yeah.
Joints.
Uh huh.
Okay. I'm pounding my
chest.
Mm-hmm.
And these are my
shoulders.
And if I had a great deal of muscle, you might say I was very
strong man.
I'd say muscular.
Not for me.
What would you say?
Muscular, I'd say.
You're
muscular.
Muscle bound.
Would you ever use the word stout for a man who is strong?
Yeah, stout.
Stout. Would you ever use that for a woman who is strong?
Yes, she's stout woman.
How about husky for a man?
Husky?
Yeah,
that's
cool.
But not for a woman.
Not for a woman, not
for a. Could a child be husky?
Yes, they say that lots of times.
Could a child be stout?
Yeah.
A very stout little child? Okay, for an old person who seems to be very active and gets around very well, you might say, I'd say it's a lady. She certainly is
active?
Or would you say quite what? She's peppy or spry?
Spry?
Lively?
Lively, would you say lively?
Lively, spry, they're the same.
Would you say that of a young person? He's quite spry?
Yeah.
No. Would you say it?
Spry?
For a young person.
Say, 20-year-old who gets around very well, you say he's certainly
peppy.
Young person would be peppy, and an older person spry.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say pert for an older person?
For a young person.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Huh? You think she would?
Somebody asked you to, somebody.
Maybe she is strong.
Somebody asked you to walk through a cemetery at midnight, and you say, no, I'm
afraid.
And, somebody said she used to do this, and you say no. She didn't
do that.
You wouldn't say she didn't used to do that. Would you have ever said she didn't used to do that?
Well,
might you ever hear that?
Yeah,
she didn't used
to.
She never used to do that.
She never
used to
do that. I've seen her.
She never used
it
before.
I even use it.
Never used to do it.
She never used to do it.
I've done that. I've heard you say that too, Mary Jane. I never used to do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. A person who has 5 or 6 accidents with his car per year, you might say he's a very driver, a very
careless.
Now, another word for odd, unusual, or strange is very, very, something that's very queer. Would you use the word queer? Queer.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean the same to you as odd?